Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The French are going to ban smoking in public spaces from the 1st of July. Should we do the same? Professor Lou Clancy is the Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute of Ireland. Should we bring this in here, Luke?
Well, we should do something to help denormalise smoking even further. But this wouldn't be new for us. For instance, our institute were involved with Fingal County Council, which introduced smoke-free playgrounds in their parks. And this is very important. We had research which showed that at the perimeter of the parks where the carers were, the level of nicotine and other pollutants was very high. So they banned it there. And it has been very successful. And we showed afterwards that the level went down. So I think it has to be a bit different from the smoking ban. Obviously, there we were talking about people being directly exposed to high levels for a high time and causing death and, you know, cancer and heart disease and strokes, everything that smoking causes. Now, when you get outside, the arguments are a bit different. Yes, there are levels, measurable levels of pollutants and of carcinogens in, for instance, the smoking areas outside pubs. We did this in 12 countries and found high levels. So I was really disappointed, if you remember, during the lockdown, when we came back, I assumed that when people were allowed to come back and eat outside, that they'd be banning outside smoking in pubs as well. And unfortunately, the government refused to do that. So it's likely to be a bit more piecemeal than an outright ban.
Well, what they're talking about doing, just to inform, sorry, Luke, for a moment, inform listeners, they're talking about banning smoking in all outdoor places. So it's not even just the front little cordoned off area, maybe of a pub or restaurant. We're talking about any public space that children might visit. So beaches, parks, bus stops, the areas in front of school playgrounds. I mean, like, I would have thought a beach is a big, wide open space.
A beach is big. Well, all of the other ones that you mentioned, well, most of them, we have practically got bans for these. And they're very important because you shouldn't really be sitting there. For even if you've ever been in a sports stadium and sitting down at the wind and smoke lashes into your face, that's very irritating as well as being harmful. But if you're going to talk about beaches, well, there are other considerations here. There is, you know, there are human rights that you should be able to breathe fresh, clean air. But there's also the fact that they're litter. They're a huge cause of litter on beaches. Mm. And now you can add to that aerosols from electronic cigarettes, which they are being disposed of, and they have valuable lithium in them. There's a lot of other aspects to it.
Okay.
There's the denormalisation, there's the harm, and there's the litter and environmental pollution.
Stay with us, Luke, for a few moments. 1800 453 106 is the number. Ian O'Doherty is a columnist with the Irish Independent. Should we follow the French, Ian?
It just never stops, does it? Really? Like, just seriously, it's
what, the nanny statism?
Yeah. Like, it's just, these people are just obsessed with controlling every aspect of our lives. And it just seems to never stop. I mean, the French used to be famous for laissez-faire, you know. The French was like, you could pretty much do what you want. They've taken a very dark turn in the last few years as well. And so I wasn't massively surprised to see them coming out with it. But this thing, I mean, I like Luke, okay? I like him on a personal level. But I won't have somebody telling me how to live my life. Right, and then it was interesting when you mentioned bus stops there. Like, this is a manners thing as well as a smoking thing. If I'm at the bus stop and there's other people around, I won't light up a cigarette. If I'm at the bus stop on my own and I want to have a cigarette, I light up. If I'm in a smoking area in a pub, well, then the clue is in the name. I'm going to be smoking. And it's interesting as well that if you go to any pub that has a smoking area, it's always the smoking area that's the busiest part of the pub.
Do you think
because that's where people, that's where people congregate, you know? And the thing is, I think people have had enough on a lot of these issues. I think there's a real kind of sense that the tide is turning on a lot of issues. And certainly, smoking was actually the first one from when we first brought in the ban and in pubs. And the managerial class and the elite class went mad and became obsessed with Ireland having to lead the way in everything. And that's led us down a very dark path. But I do think there's a more sort of rebellious spirit. I think it might be sort of post-lockdown as well. People are tired of being told what to do. They're tired of being told what to think. And they're just sick of it. And, like, when I saw the French ban, I thought, oh, great, okay, wait, how soon will it take before we get the Irish eternal life fantasists and health fascists coming out and saying pretty much the same thing? So,
is Luke, you're still with us. Do you want to respond?
Ian and I have spoken before.
Yeah.
However, he's not actually right. The people are not sick of it. The people, every time it's surveyed, and I'm not giving my opinion. I heard Ian giving his opinion on what people feel. I don't do that. We measure it. And we've asked people what they support. And they very much, I mean, as he knows, the smoking ban pubs was hugely popular with the people. And they'd hate to go back. Now, the extension of it and where it should go, that's all different. And there's nothing happens without the will of the people and the support of the people. But and the people do support it.
So
a blanket ban is not
just
what people are talking
to Ian's
about.
Point, though, Luke, around. Like, Ian, you made the point, you know, as a smoker, if he's there at the bus stop today and there's nobody around him, nobody in arm's distance of him at all, is he not?
The fact is, however, that Ian said at a bus stop that he will be polite and not do it. That's fine. That's not the mean and the norm. There is smoking at bus stops. It is unfair to people have to queue up at the bus and have to do this. So it's no good giving personal opinions. Well, it's some good, but it's not the point. The point is you have to find out whether the people would support these things, and they do. But it's not a blanket ban, and it won't come in. And for instance, what I started with was the Fingal ban. Mm. That was a bylaw. This is not a national thing. And it's not.
I know, we're only talking about it today because the French.
No, you're talking about, but Ian has been talking about it for a long time.
Okay.
And, you know, health Nazis and all that stuff, that was washed away by the people.
Right.
Who do support.
Well, I do want to get to the other listeners on this as well to take their points on it. But Ian, just before I let you go on this, it's a lot around, if you want to say, what's a better way to phrase this, maybe smoker etiquette or smokers' manners. I mean, like, I'm sure most people don't go out and smoke in public in front of children if they're sitting eating a meal.
No, and if they do, that's not a problem with the smoker. It's a problem with them, and it's a problem with their manners, because that's an indicator that if you're going to do that, you're probably going to be a pretty rotten person in general, to be perfectly frank. You know, but fundamentally, and this is. God, I don't know how many arguments I've had with Luke over this 10 years. It's just like the two of us just feel like we're singing off the same hymn sheet now at this stage. But fundamentally, this boils down to the rights of an adult to live their life as they see fit and to make their choices. I know cigarettes aren't good for my health. I know that. I'm not stupid.
Mm.
But I like smoking. And therefore, as an adult, I make my own choice.
Your personal responsibility. Well, Chris has got in touch. He says, I hate smoking, but it's not a human right to be able to breathe fresh air. Another texter is just back from Sardinia. Smoking banned on the beaches there. There's no cigarette butts, packets, vaping, waste. The pristine beaches. It's total bliss, says this listener. Green Party councillor in Wicklow, Erica Doyle, is on the line. Erica, you've spoken about this previously.
I was, Andrea. I tweeted, it was actually a couple of years ago now, I tweeted because I was out for lunch with my daughter in an outdoor dining area and somebody lit up a cigarette and she started coughing and some other people moved away. And I just tweeted, I think I had 800 followers at the time, and I ended up getting 10,000 likes on the tweet. So it took off. The reaction was huge. I think what's really interesting about the move France has made is that their focus isn't on the restriction of some or a ban. It's more on the freedom of others. So the health minister over there was talking about the freedom of children to breathe fresh air. And that, I think, would be very much where my focus would be. As an adult, we have the choice to pick up and light a cigarette. But as a child, you don't have the choice usually in where you are and in the air that surrounds you. So I would definitely support measures that would keep the air clean and fresh for our children.
I mean, we typically tell people, you know, we've been doing it for years, don't smoke indoors in Ireland. It's fine, you know, it's better to do it outdoors. So where are we going to tell the smokers to smoke now?
Well, where are we going to tell the children to go if somebody lights a cigarette beside them? So I think another thing that's interesting about the move that the French have made is that they haven't actually extended this ban to cafes or bars. So, I mean, there is a huge difference between, for example, somebody going for a pint in their local and having a cigarette outside, and somebody sitting down with an area that's chock full of families and babies and lighting up a cigarette. Another thing that they've said is that they hope to use, they will enforce it, but they hope to use a common sense approach. And I think that most people do have common sense. And in fact, I have friends who are smokers, but they'd never dream of lighting up a cigarette in an area where there's a lot of children or babies. I think sometimes that the public health interventions can be helpful in that they back up what is usually common sense for most people. But I think sometimes they can be necessary. So, I mean, I would advocate a common sense approach for smokers, which, as I said, I think most of them have already.
And look, to be fair, an awful lot of my friends smoke, actually. And you know, I suppose they would never, even in an outdoor dining area, sit and light up. They'd get up and move as far away, you know, nearly from anybody as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And most do. And so I think sometimes this conversation is pitted as smokers versus non-smokers. And actually it's not, because I think most smokers are on the same side, if you want to put it like that. I think there's a minority of people who feel that their rights should override everybody and everything else. And maybe those are the people that maybe this kind of legislation is required for. But I do think they're in the minority.
It's interesting, you know, that the French are introducing this, because smoking is so widely accepted and seen in France, much more so than here.
It is, and it's even kind of associated with quite a glamorous picture, isn't it? You know, the all the images that we know of, black and white images of glamorous women with the beret and the cigarette. And I thought it was interesting, actually, and maybe a little stereotypical of me to think this, but that they haven't done it in bars. They haven't done it for bars. But another interesting thing is that I think it's 1,500 municipalities have already taken it upon themselves to ban smoking in public areas where there are children. So, you know, not instructed by national government, they have decided themselves. They reckon that 80% of people over there are in favour of these smoking bans. So, you know, I mean, it's responding to changing times, I suppose, as smokers are becoming fewer and fewer. You know, the smoking picture that we would have had even 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, it's not the same as it is now. It's kind of more, I would say, even frowned upon in social circles. You know, you would rarely see it in playgrounds. As you said, you know, your friends most often wouldn't light up in a dining area.
No.
It's kind of dying out a little bit. So I think that the French are catching up with that and being a little bit brave as well.
So as a Green Party councillor, do you think this is something we should look at here, that we ban smoking in areas like beaches, parks, bus stops and anywhere near schools?
Well, the Green Party always advocates a clean air approach. We don't have a policy on this issue at the moment. And I think what I started from saying is the focus shouldn't be on the ban of some, the focus should be on the freedom of others. So that's the way I would approach it. The French health minister said that tobacco must disappear where there are children. It's a really straightforward sentence, and I think that that's something I would support. Children don't have a choice. We know the amount of deaths that take place annually globally from secondhand smoke. It's a killer, you know. I mean, when we start talking about bans and we're thinking of dining and restaurants and beaches, you know, we're moving away from the cold hard facts of the situation, which is that secondhand smoke kills. It kills. So maybe we do need to have that intervention. Yeah, I think certainly we need to have a conversation about it.
Thanks for joining us, Erica. Simon Clark is the spokesperson for Forest Ireland. I assume you don't think we should introduce this, Simon.
No, certainly not. I mean, it's been very interesting listening to your other guests. And I have to say, listening to Erica and indeed yourself, Andrea, I just don't understand why we would need legislation to ban smoking in outdoor areas. When you've mentioned your friends who smoke, they wouldn't dream of smoking around babies and small children. Erica said pretty much the same thing. And that's my experience as well. I don't smoke myself, but all the people I know would not dream of lighting a cigarette in close proximity to a small child or a baby. So why we need legislation to dictate people's behaviour.
Because I imagine it's around the messaging, isn't it? It's the marketing of this. Like, if we were to say Ireland bans smoking in public spaces, beaches, bus stops, outside schools, public parks, it's the message that it sends.
Well, the message it sends is what in a liberal society we're creating. I mean, it was interesting to listen to Luke Clancy, because like Ian O'Doherty, I like Luke, and I remember debating with Luke over 20 years ago before the smoking ban was introduced in Ireland. And in those days, the workplace smoking ban was introduced to protect people from the alleged effects of secondhand smoke indoors. There was no mention of extending it to outdoors because nobody was claiming that smoking in the open air, I mean, you mentioned smoking parks and beaches, the wide open spaces. I mean, there's not a shred of evidence that smoking on a beach or in a park is putting anybody else's health at risk. So there's no justification.
What about you, Paul? Do you think we need to introduce something like this here?
I think we do. I mean, smoking, secondhand smoke, anywhere I go, I don't know, I'd like to meet all these people that these friends have, because everywhere I've gone, people just want a cigarette, they light up. You're Ian there talking about his rights being, I'm sorry, but I'm a non-smoker. That's through choice and health. I'm 65 years of age and I can breathe. I've got relations and friends who smoked all their lives and they can't even walk upstairs. So, and all this research, I'm sorry, but I go out in a public place and this person walking down the street in front of me lights up a cigarette. I'd love to meet all these people that have this smoking etiquette. It doesn't exist.
The mannerly smokers, yeah. I know. Listen, I see it all the time up and down any street in Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not just that. It's at restaurants and even my local pubs have smoking areas. But what happens? You walk into a local pub, they all stand at the front door where they're not supposed to be. And that's just through habit, or maybe
back
it's enforced.
Yeah.
It's enforcement, not enforcing by the management of the pubs. And then this other thing with vaping. People are, I've noticed a lot lately now, secretly vaping indoors in pubs.
Yeah, and I hate it. The smell of it. It stinks.
Yeah. You know, and this is the thing. It's not the government controlling us. It's health. I mean, the people who smoke, I'm sorry to say, but it's a stupid choice.
All aware too of the health implications of that. Point been made here by one about the UN General Assembly passing a historic resolution declaring that everyone on the planet has a right to a healthy environment, including clean air, water and a stable climate. That was back in 2022. This texter says, I don't smoke, but I don't support this at all. If I did smoke, it's nobody's bloody business. Outdoors, non-smokers don't own the bloody air. This listener tells me the French are famous for demonstrating and protesting, then they love smoking. So maybe let's just wait and see how this all plays out. 1800 453 106, that's the number. That's Luke Clancy, Ian O'Doherty, Erica Doyle, Simon Clark. Paul, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.